welcome to the Black Balance Podcast. You're here with Rana.
And Taylor.
And this is test episode number 3, so who knows if people will actually listen to these one day. But for now, we're just calling them test episodes.
Right.
So today, our topic is what makes us decide to watch something. So we were browsing through my Netflix earlier, and I was like, you know what? Here's a good topic. What makes you want to watch something? What inspires you to watch something? So, Taylor, what makes you decide to watch something?
I think a good rollout is always important. Like, when I think of, what is this show? American Horror Story?
Yeah.
They have a very, like, built-up kind of thing. So, it's like, you get to watch a lot of content. You kind of get to get scared. You get to really think about it. So, I like trailers. I like promo. I like Instagram and Twitter. Kind of, like, you know, making sure that people are into what's actually happening and not just, like, oh, award-winning director, go see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What about you?
One thing that makes me, I guess if people's reviews are really negative, then I'm like, okay, well, I gotta watch it to find out if they're
true. Oh, really?
Yeah. So if something has really poor reviews, I will probably watch it anyway, maybe. Maybe not when it comes to theaters, but maybe once it hits a streaming site.
Yeah, you're like, how bad is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see what's going on. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, like, if somebody says something is horrible, I have to see it because it's like, I don't know. There's nothing like seeing a bad movie. Like, yeah. It's like, you wouldn't pay to do it. But if you wanted to just, like, sit around with your friends and joke, it's, like, the perfect thing to do.
Definitely. Like, I think it's fun.
Yeah, like, the, what trailer just came out? The Creed 2 trailer came out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I hate when people use, like, really popular music to premiere things, but it worked really well. It was cut really well. It was very, like, building, and it didn't let off too much. Like,
yeah, I, see, like, what I, okay, so I know I pretty sure this is not the way the film is going to go, but the way but the way that I almost thought the film was gonna go, and that the way I almost wanted the film to go, mm-hmm. was, or want the film to go, I haven't watched it yet, yeah, if anybody knows the hookup for going to premieres,
you talking about Creed?
Yeah, Creed 2.
You haven't seen the first Creed?
No, I've seen the Creed, but not Creed 2. So this
but hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, I know. So this is how I'm saying that I want Creed 2 to come.
Gotcha. Let me let you talk, girl.
No, I've seen Creed like 7 times, okay?
What?
I love Creed.
Oh, it ain't that good to me, but it's
no,
good.
No, it's so good to me. But I wanted it to be like so you know how there's that shot of him of Michael B. Jordan looking real beaten, Adonis looking real beaten, in the hospital bed, and, like, Tessa Thompson is leaning over him.
Yeah,
like, we got this. It's okay, we got this. So, like, from there, what I wanted, like, the fantasy movie I kind of want to see is, like, him being, like, disabled, or him, like, really suffering from a knockdown.
An injury. Why do you want him to die?
I don't want him to die. I'm just saying to see his internal struggle as being a man who put so much in his, like, physicality.
Right.
And then not having that.
That is true. That is true.
So
I can imagine.
So I was like, that would be really cool. But then they do, because with the first one, you know, like, the conflict was all about the fight.
Yeah.
So I don't want another. And I mean, that's typical of Rocky movies. Like, it all comes down to, like,
the fight.
The fight. I'm like, oh, I'm tired of it coming down to the fight. I want it to be about, like,
who he is as a person.
Internal growth
and his
development.
Family. You know, they had a kid in the thing.
Yeah.
And Felicia Rashad came back, which was weird for me because
she
had such a small part in the first movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she was in one scene and now, well, maybe two.
Yeah.
But, and that was kind of it. So.
So
yeah,
that's what I want Creed 2 to do. I don't know if it will do that, but. But, like, there's not enough in the trailer. There's so little in the trailer that I can, like, fantasize that that's what Creed 2 is about, and I like that.
Right. So do you feel like knowing that, like, a film is connected to, like, an older franchise or, like, you know, it's a remake? You know, we watched, what is it? Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
Like, do you feel like that keeps you from going? Because I feel like a lot of people didn't go see Creed, and some people made it racial, but I think sometimes some people don't want to really see a franchise
I think. I don't know, because I think franchises really came about, like, in the 70s with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, like, Jurassic Park, and, like, Jaws. And, like,
right.
So all of those, like, big tentpole movies were coming out, and a lot of people were going to see them. And I honestly don't have, like, a problem with franchises. I think they're fun. I think it's a fun universe to play around in. I think it's fun to do adaptations.
Because you can, like, separate it.
Yeah.
Like, you can do... I think that's when it works for me, too. Like, if it's cutting it too close, like, this person's kid that has no tie in the first one, or, like, you know, because I like that it was his son, and I'm... Now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of like Black Panther, where his dad... Something happened to his dad, and now he's, like, trying to avenge and proving himself. It seems like he's done that a few times, Michael B. Jordan. But as far as what is this thing called, the film, I'm not looking forward to, like, what it's gonna be like. I'm kind of gonna go in there with, like, a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen Rocky a lot when I was a kid, and I remember when Creed came out, it seemed so different until I saw Rocky, like the Sylvester, until I saw him. But I don't really know if I love when they do that. It's like, it makes me feel like it's like a robbing of an original movie.
Mm.
Like, there's a way you could talk about... I mean, boxing is still alive and well, you know? Mm-hmm. So, sometimes I wonder if, like... That will keep me from seeing a movie. I just wonder if... How some of these films would play out if there wasn't, like, a franchise that was already connected to it with an entire backstory. To me, it just... Sometimes it's very, like, lazy to me.
I can see how it... Because it either makes it easier or, like, harder.
Yeah. It makes it really, really hard. But, I mean, I've seen good franchises, but I don't know. I'm nervous, but I'm really excited. I'm excited for Tessa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Tessa, like, to death, but the trailer was so good. I really want to see it. I want to see her. And, like, everybody said, last movie she was going deaf.
Yeah.
She had a disability. So, that actually would be interesting to see what's going on with her. And then she has a new baby. Oh, he's going to stress her out.
The way her hair looks makes her look so much more mature.
Yeah.
Compared to how she was in the first movie.
Yeah.
So what I am hoping does not happen, I'm scared, but I'm hoping she does not have to walk Adonis's, like, hand. Like, I hope she does not have to hold Adonis's hand the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, I hope she doesn't have to, like, help him grow.
Right.
Because
if
that starts happening, I'm gonna be like, no. Yeah. Like, they were on such, like, equal, they were on such more equal terms. Where, like, I love, okay, this is just gonna end up being about Creed, but, like, in the first movie, like, where they were both, like, at the beginning of their careers. Like, I hope she still has a career. I hope it hasn't just all become about Adonis.
About what he has going on,
or I'm
going to
be mad. Because I think...
It's probably still going to be cool since they have kids.
I hope so. Oh, my God.
When you
I
have
hope
kids.
So.
It's just, like, I don't know. Like, I want to see... I just want to see everything. Like, and I feel like that's what's making me really want to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that trailer said enough to make me wonder what in the world is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he trying? I mean, why does he have to fight? You know, do you have to fight? Or is there something else going on? Because, you know, Felicia Rashad was like, don't make this about your father. And I was like, whoop, that's it.
Yeah.
We got a good storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what makes me see. And I think, too, like, I'll tell you what doesn't, like, keep me from seeing a film is when it says two. Like, if Black Panther comes out and it's Black Panther 2, I'm going to be irritated.
This is Creed 2.
Have enough. I know. That's why I brought it up. I feel like you should have enough respect for the second one to where it has its own,
yeah,
you know? Like, first off, also, his name's Adonis in the movie.
Yeah, Adonis Creed.
Isn't that Drake's son's name? Adonis? Didn't you know that? That came out with the Pusha T situation?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what he called the freestyle. Pusha T called it some story of Adonis or something like that. And apparently the son, the kid that's Drake's, is his name's Adonis.
Oh. Well,
that's why I laughed, but I know y'all, that's really off topic. But what was I about to say? Yeah, so sometimes, like, seeing the actual number two makes me feel like it's super lazy.
Mm.
But at the same time, I guess I get it, because it's a sequel, what can you do? But one thing I liked about Transformers, and I know that it's dumb to equate, you know, Transformers to this, but they always had a new name, The Awakening or something, or the whatever.
Dark Side of the Moon, Rise of the...
But I mean, that's how Rocky was. Rocky was, wasn't it like 1, 2, 3?
Yeah. So I think they're just following that, the pattern.
But I'm proud. But see, the thing about reviews, and I know we brought it up last time in the film critic thing, I guess it depends on the person. Like, do you feel like you rely on your friends? Like, do you feel like all your friends have good taste in it, in movies?
I actually do not rely on my friends. I don't. Okay, so I recently went to the Cannes Film Festival this year. Taylor's rolling her eyes at me.
I'm jealous.
She's jealous. But I went to the Cannes Film Festival this year for school, and one thing that I, like, discovered, or, like, it made me more aware of, is that, like, really, like, no matter what the reviews say, like, if you're interested in seeing a movie, watch the movie.
Yeah, because you never know.
Because that's one of the, like, that's one of the things that I find cool about film, is that, like, everyone takes it a different way. So, like, you could love, like, absolutely love something for, like, whatever reason. Like, maybe you just like it. Like, you know, like, something, you just connect to it in a way. And, like, I could hate it. Like,
right.
Like, I am, like, my friend loves Call Me By Your Name. I was like, it's okay. The Timothée Chalamet Armie Hammer movie.
Is this the movie where they were on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the idea of it. I didn't like that he was so young.
I hated that. But I mean, like, some people are like, oh, it's in the book. I mean, but those, like, but more, but just, like, the film. Like, she loved, my friend loved that movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, probably not gonna watch it again. But I was gonna watch it anyway because a lot of people had praised it. So, yeah, I had friends who were like, you should watch it. It's yeah. good.
So, you watched it just to see because it was kind of like up in the air.
Exactly.
That's how I feel too. There are a lot of films that are kind of like up in the air, and you're like, let me just go see this for myself because I value my own taste.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, you know what? Well, let me give myself a chance to react to this.
Right.
It's like, I love myself enough that I want to know what I think about this.
Exactly.
Like, I want to have my, it's one of those things where it's like, I want to have my own opinion.
That was true.
And I, like, want to be able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to have to rely on other people's opinions.
Yeah, that is true. You don't want to be in a conversation and you're the person who's like, I didn't even see it. Like, so I can't. But I heard it was bad. Like, okay, great. You can read.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. I don't know. Like, I just, I saw a movie recently and I didn't like it, but everybody liked it. It got an award. And I hated it. But
say the name, Taylor.
Guys, I hated The Shape of Water. I'm going to drag it.
Okay.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
I love the color grade. I love the visuals. The green was really, I thought it was really good. I felt like the relationship between the woman and her neighbor.
Yeah.
Was lacking a lot.
Yeah.
Of background. It kind of got on my nerves how he came out of nowhere. I also didn't like, I don't know what it is about me, but sometimes I just feel like people really, it just was so sexual.
It was very sensual.
And it was different because I felt like it was promoted, which is why you had to promote it in the right way. Because I was in there with children. Like, there were parents with their kids in there.
No way.
And so, yeah, plenty. I mean, because I thought it was a Disney movie when I saw the trailer. You guys, if you watch, I'm telling you, pull up the trailer. When I watched the trailer for The Shape of Water, it was about this woman who was going to save this innocent thing that was captured by the government, and she cleaned up, and, you know, it seemed like a very simple story. But when you go and see it, and she's masturbating.
Spoiler, she masturbates in, like, the first five minutes. Yeah.
And she has a timer on, and then she's having sex with the actual, which I also felt like it was very, very, like, fetishy. I don't know. You know, like, some people are into that.
Yeah.
Like, things that are,
like, but I mean, that's one of the things that Del Toro wanted in the movie. Was okay. He was like, that was very intentional. He was like, I want this fish to be sexy.
The fish wasn't sexy. The shit was weird.
No, but he was like, I want that monster, this proclaimed monster to be, like, beautiful. Like, I want him to be sensual. Like, those were words he was using when he was, like, making the costume.
Yeah, and it was a good story, but there were things in there that I just felt like were really unnecessary. I did like the guy who was, like, the CIA agent, but even the whatever with his wife and the finger, it was gross. I don't know if they rated it R, but maybe I missed that. Mm-hmm. I remember I was, like, just having a long day. Mom's like, oh, go see a movie on me. And I'm like, oh, I'll go see this movie. There's a black woman in it. Yes. And I go and see it, and I'm like, she's masturbating and eating eggs 5 seconds in. Yeah, I didn't know that it was rated R. I hated the movie. Rana told me the other day it got Best Picture.
It did? She
and
didn't even know?
I absolutely thought it was one of the worst films I'd ever seen. Uh-huh. I was so annoyed that I wasted my money on that. But it was the only thing out at the time or whatever. So I just feel like it depends on the person. I feel like people have to be accurate about what they... We talked about this, how people need to be very, what is the word?
It comes to like marketing and promo materials.
Yeah, you need to be very explicit about what's going on. And don't get me wrong, I don't want you to give up the story, but I mean, if Creed can tell me that if I'm, you know, I have PTSD against seeing people getting hit in the face, I don't want to see it or something like that. I feel like Shape of Water was just like, I mean, it wasn't a trigger or anything like that, but I just felt like it was very surprising. It mm-hmm. came out of nowhere, and I felt like it just really annoyed me because I wasn't expecting that. I was really expecting something lighthearted. She was going to save the animal. It was going to be cute. Even with her in the end, when she goes in the water, cute. Girl, I don't want to see no nudity.
See,
I didn't go to see that.
I knew a little bit more what to expect out of it. I had, like, listened to podcasts, and I had watched the trailer, and I had, like, read some articles about Del Toro talking about it. So I knew a little bit more what to expect, and I love pretty much, like, Del Toro can make anything. And I'd be like, I love that. He's just one of those directors to me where I'm obsessed. So I definitely think that... So I liked it. Did I love it? I don't know yet. I think I'd have to watch it again to really feel it. Because there were a lot of things, because there were the relationships. I wasn't sure if I had like a strong enough vibe on them and stuff like that. But like, I liked the movie. I enjoyed it. But like, I mean, award shows are wacky and you don't really know how their popularity contests somehow. But like, sometimes they're not. And sometimes people actually think about them. But like, I don't know if it deserved Best Picture, but again, I don't know what I thought would have deserved Best Picture.
And I don't know what it was up against, because honestly, I can't think of, like, last Oscars, like, the last time I watched the Oscars, all of them were really good. They mm-hmm. were so good that it was like, oh my God, who, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know who it was up against. I don't know the films that were out. I missed it entirely, so welcome to my world. But I don't know. So do you ever feel like that? Because I feel like people like me and you who are into film, mm-hmm. like people who really watch hundreds of films, like sometimes when people will let out a film and they're like a film buff or they've made, you know, I feel like sometimes they can release it without really like remembering that people are going to see this who've never, you know, I mean, people don't go to the movies as much and some people aren't movie buffs as many mm-hmm. people might think that they are. So do you feel like that sometimes we overestimate what people are going to assume?
Absolutely. Like, some people, all they see is the movie poster. Some people, I mean, for some movies, I don't watch the trailers because I don't want to know anything about it.
Oh, I can understand that.
So that's some, but I, like, go in knowing that I don't necessarily, like, I never, I don't remember what the last film I watched that I was like, I know how this is going to end. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always leave my mind pretty open. That is
true. Yeah. Cool. That's not bad. Oh, you know what is a thing? What about titles?
Titles. I love They Matter to Me.
They Matter to Me?
They Matter to Me.
Oh, I thought you loaned me a title. I'm like, what title is that?
No. I don't know. I like I love, I'm a slut for artsy films. So, I'll say that right now. Right. I love artsy films. So
what classifies an artsy film for people, like, who don't know what that is?
Like,
which is me.
Like Lady Bird. Or, okay. Just, like, indie films.
Yeah.
Like, I will watch every single one of them. Like, if they're just, like, where they're a little too knowledgeable. Like, to me, like, an artsy film is, like, a little too knowledgeable that it knows it's an artsy film.
Give me a mainstream artsy film. Or they're not mainstream because they're indie. Because I'm trying to think of one that they would know and that I would know. I didn't even see Lady Bird.
Let me look.
Are the scenes are, like, vague? Like, she walks down the...
And, like, they're just, like, really, like,
they're really artsy.
They're just, like... It looks like a college student made them. Like,
okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like someone's thesis project.
Girl, I don't know. I just feel like this is such an accurate definition. I just literally have not seen one. Because
Lady Bird, if you ever watched...
Who would say that?
If you ever watched Lady Bird, you would know. Okay. It's like...
And isn't Lady Bird the one with the guy who's flying or something? Mm-mm. He like wings or something? Mm-mm. I swear to God, that's what that movie was about. I saw some movie.
That Birdman? Lady Bird?
Birdman.
Different.
Okay. So, Lady Bird. Lady
so
Bird.
So different.
Oh, Lady Bird with Greta Gerwig. Wasn't it two women?
Yeah, it's about like a...
It was new.
It's new, yeah. And it was Yeah, Greta Gerwig just came out about last year.
Okay, I need to look it up.
Yeah, but if you ever watched that one, that is a very perfect, like...
Explanation
of what I'm talking about. Shoot. His films like that. Anyway, so titles, I don't actually know if they, like, matter that much to me. Because yeah. I think I might have overstated myself, because I think I would watch pretty much anything. I don't know if there's a title, like, unless it contained, like, the N-word and it was by, like, a director that wasn't black, then...
Right. Something totally offensive. I think people try too hard. But then there's, like, those movies that try hard on purpose. Okay, so there's, like... National Lampoon's whatever, or not yeah. another teen movie. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or scary movie. You know, it's like meant to, you know, make you think twice. And then some of them, we watched To the Bone the other day. It was pretty good. Or like you telling me that was about an eating disorder and it's called To the Bone. It's mm-hmm. like, ooh, like interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
What else did I see that was really good that really went with the title? Oh, like Little Miss Sunshine's like that. Moonlight. Mm-hmm. I felt like Moonlight was pretty cool because there was so much color and blue and...
Really good
So title. That was a really good, like, indicator. La La Land, you know, symbolism. I feel like sometimes it can make you think twice. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But, like, I really rely on trailers. As far as, like, recommendations, I don't read any film reviews because I don't trust white reviewers that aren't women.
Yeah.
But...
I always... like, I always look up, like, I'm always, like, try to find anything I can about a reviewer's background. So I'm like, okay, why does this person think this way? Where are they, well, like, what angle right. are they coming from? I want to know what angle they're coming from. That way I can be, like, that way I can understand what they're saying a little yeah. bit more. That way I can figure out if I'm, like, more aligned to them or if, like,
yeah.
we came from totally different, like, background universes.
And, stuff. And also, like, I don't know. Sometimes you don't ask for an entire, like, theory chapter on a movie.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to pick apart everything. I don't want to hear all of that. I need you to tell me, is this worth 13 bucks?
Yeah.
Because you're telling me that this movie is this, this, and that, and it totally does this, and it totally doesn't do that, and it's... And I'm not that smart about film stuff. Like, I'm not that well-versed sometimes in it. Like, I just want to know... If it's, you know, sometimes people who are really into film, sometimes they can, like, really immerse themselves into what they're saying without really realizing that the rest of us don't really, like, know. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe I might know because I'm into film. But, I mean, like, I don't want to hear all of that. I don't want a chapter.
I think that goes with, like, the kind of reviews that you're looking for and, like,
True.
Remembering, like, because, I mean, some people want reviews like that.
Yeah.
And some people love reviews like that.
Because that's how people get paid. Like, they're good reviewers. And that's probably why they're so in-depth.
But I don't know. I think criticism, film criticism is, like, its own separate beast.
Yeah, it is. It has to be. Because it's, like, you can find short ones, big ones. Like, you can go on, like, the time. Like, you know, if you're going to, like, the New York Times, like, you are kind of tripping if you don't really know, you know?
Yeah, and then there's, like, film. There's, like, highbrow, lowbrow.
Yeah.
Like, things that are just, like... in a teen magazine versus things that are, like, right. in a trade magazine. You
exactly.
know what I'm
saying? I just trust people who, like... I don't want to just say I trust people that like what I like. But if you like something that's entirely, to me, just, like, regular... I'm trying to think of something. Like, if you tell me that you think that The Proud Family is the best show ever... It is a good show. I can't yeah. even use that because it's a great show.
Yeah.
I don't know, but something that's either kind of like vague. You want something subjective, like how you said you saw Shape of Water, you know, and you were like, oh, like I liked it. I don't know if I love it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. But that will make somebody else want to go see it because mm-hmm. they're like, there are two different opinions here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is kind of cool, but I don't always trust people that just choose random things. Like, not random. What's the word? I don't like people that choose... I just don't trust everybody's.
Well, I mean, some review. People are assigned to review those movies.
No. I'm talking about the public.
Oh.
Like, my friends and family. Like, okay, first off, I wouldn't trust any of them, unless it was you, with film reviews. Or my mother. She likes stuff that I like. Like, you know, like, really intense, like, horror kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. When people tell me they like something that I feel like is entirely, like, boring, bogus, or, like, you know, like, racist, or, like... really, like, ableist or, you know, I'd be like, I don't even think I want to hear how, because I'm going to watch this and I'm going to hate it. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that you suck or anything like that. I just know that we're not in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's the same genre and then you're like, I like this thing and I'm like, oh, I hated it, I don't want to take your recommendation.
Yeah.
So that'll make me see a movie, though. But I will say, if I hear enough people talking about something, I try to wait. I really do. Like, when I heard about 13 Reasons Why, I was like, I'm going to wait, because sometimes you just kind of have to take your time.
Yeah.
To figure stuff out. Like, when stuff first comes out, people are so hyped. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But when you kind of, like, discover something on your own, it's cool.
Okay. Do we want to talk about, what about, like, star power?
Star power has made me go to the movies plenty of times.
Yeah.
Specifically Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's done a few things. I think she did The World Is Ending. What's that world ending
she,
movie?
Yeah, she did one of those, where she was, like, a helicopter or, like, a, it was, like, on a Navy ship or something.
Oh, yeah, Battleship.
Battleship.
She's in Battleship. So, like, that will make me go. Like, I remember one time Nicki Minaj was in a movie. I went and paid for it.
The Other Women, right?
I will go and see it, or if there's, like, a cameo. You know, if I just thought I saw somebody, I'm going to see it. When we saw the trailer, I mean, when we saw Homecoming, if I had seen that Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show was in it, I would have watched it. You know, or if Zendaya's in it, I'm going to watch it, you know, because it's just like, why not? You know, I saw Shape of Water not because of the movie. I saw it because, what is her name, Octavia Spencer?
Yeah.
I saw it because of her.
I think that goes along with, like, where there are some actors that I know will make, like, choices that I will like.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can trust, so I'm relying on them to make the choice, but I'm like,
they want to make this story right.
I'm like, yeah, they are on this project, so I feel like this project is going to go the way I want it to go.
Right.
So I'm going to go watch this movie because I feel, I like them.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to like this project. And,
right.
I mean, usually it works out for me.
Yeah. I feel like that is true, because sometimes, like, I just like people's spirit. Like, you know, some movies. What were we just watching? We saw a trailer for Janelle Monáe.
Welcome to
Marwin. Steve Carell, Janelle Monáe, a few other people. But one of the women is the same lady from, I can't think if she was in Jungle Book.
Leslie Mann.
Underrated. Because she's lasted so long. I haven't seen somebody like her last for so long, and she still looks so young. She looks so cute all the time. So, yeah, like, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it because of Janelle. I'm going to see it because I love Steve Carell. I mean, and I love Janelle Monáe. And she's always a girl who comes in and is like, it's okay. Like, she's always, like, that person.
That she was in Moonlight, yeah.
So, it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be good. I feel like that does happen. Like, star power always, or even a director. Like, when I hear, like, M. Night, like, I might not have seen the sequel to Unbreakable and, like, how they're making Mr. Glass next year or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have seen that because I love Unbreakable. But when M. Night Shyamalan comes out of nowhere and makes something, I have to go see it. Or, like, Forrest Whitaker, you just kind of, like, you know, because you grew up on, like, that. So, it's, like, sometimes there's star power with directors, producers, and stuff like that, or Ava. You know, you're like, ooh, I gotta see it.
Yeah,
know?
I'll see anything Ava DuVernay makes. I'll see anything Ryan Coogler makes. I'll see anything. I just had it in my mind. Guillermo del Toro is another one of mine.
Okay.
I'll watch anything he makes. Ava DuVernay, Ryan Coogler, del Toro. Hirokazu Kurita.
Okay.
He's a Japanese director, and I will watch
anything.
I will watch anything he makes.
I will watch anything that Issa makes. I really think Issa is made for television and TV shows and stuff. I wonder how she would do in a movie, because I love Insecure. I wouldn't mind, like, seeing her, like, on, like, the big screen doing something. But, I mean, she does so much already. But, yeah, I'd see anything that she made. And I'm trying to think of one more person, but I keep forgetting them. It's definitely a woman. There's a new director that I really like. She's not really new, and, like, people have been trying to say, like, you know, stop saying, like, rising directors. But Jen Kiru, or Nikiru, I wonder how to pronounce, forgive me if I mispronounce her last name. She did this film called Rebirth Is Necessary, where she explored, like, the African diaspora through, like, culture and music, and it was really good, but it wasn't, like, a narrative. It was, like, a lot of different things combined together with, and I don't know, like, it was so good. It's actually on, you can watch it on nowness.com, but she just recently had a partial directing credit in Beyonce's Ape Shit video. And she's a good director. I watch anything she made, because she had another movie called In Vogue that was really good. and something else. All her stuff is really good. So, I don't know. It's some new people where I'll watch anything mm-hmm. that they're making. But, yeah. Star power is definitely... That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
I can't really help it. Yeah, like, I mean, and what does it hurt, you know? I wouldn't mind seeing a movie just because.
Yeah. I like it, but it makes things simple. Like, yeah. if someone's in the movie, then you're like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna see it. And yeah. you don't have to think hard about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, trailers that are, like, really, not subjective, but very vague, like, all that, it's kind of like, give me the stuff that I need to go see it's or like, stay
give,
at home.
Give me a reason. Yeah.
You're always just like, oh my God, just give me a reason to get out the house, like, or give me a reason to stay. Like, don't hype it up. Don't do too much. Just tell me exactly what's going on. But, you know, that takes the fun out of it because that's the experience. But I love, I think star power is real. Okay. But, yeah.
Okay. So, we'll do our closing segment. What are you excited about?
What am I excited about? Jesus. There's so much going on. I'm excited about this podcast, but I'd have to say right now I'm really on my toes about Beyonce. I don't know why. I know that Beyonce's Beyonce because of music and stuff, but I feel like Lemonade really does open this conversation about her as a director. I really do think that she should retire music. Well, no, never. But she should direct more stuff. I would watch plenty of stuff by her. So I'm ready for the visuals from the album. Because I think they're going to be great.
That's one thing I've noticed. Okay, so you have, like, Beyonce with Lemonade.
Yeah.
And then you have Janelle Monáe with the Emotion picture.
Yeah.
And then you have Hayley Kiyoko, who has yet to make a, like, a...
But it's definitely coming.
But she's going to make a full visual album one day. Because I just feel like that's coming. Because she makes a lot of really great videos for almost, for, like... Like, a large amount of the music on her track.
Yeah.
Like, she matches them up with videos. And
yeah.
Like, I feel like a visual album is coming from her.
That would be exciting. I saw a girl, Tierra Whack. She's, like, this rapper. Mm-hmm. She had a really good, it was called Whack World. She had, like, a whole little thing for, like, her entire EP, and it was pretty cool. Do you think Beyonce started that?
I like to say she did.
I think she did, too. And I think, too, she's kind of, like, gotten rid of the whole album release thing. Like, I haven't heard of an album. I mean, who cares about albums so much anymore? You know, like, because, I mean, it's all about singles these days. But bodies of work are kind of, like, coming back. And I like that she's, like, she's able to do that. And she has Jay-Z doing that. I know he ain't doing that on his own.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jay-Z had the really good visuals with, first off, Smile. It was amazing. And something else was good. The Black Friends with Issa and all that. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited. I'm excited to see some visuals from Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm excited for Beyonce to really put her foot into something else. I really do want her to direct. So, yeah. What are you excited about?
I am excited about podcasts. I have, like, 7 that I'm listening to.
She told me today, she's like, I've been listening to podcasts all day.
Yeah, I added up. I added up, like, the time frames of all the ones on my queue is 10 hours long.
Girl, get the fuck out of here.
It's 10 hours long.
I would not.
But I love podcasts, and I'm listening to podcasts right now.
What's your favorite podcast, quick?
Dr. Game Show.
Okay, what is it about?
It's, like, a comedy podcast where they, like...
Get out of here.
They play games, like, submitted by people, and they have, like, people call in, and they have, like, guest comedians.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so they... Girl. So, like... people submit games and then their producer like picks games for them to play, and there's like 2 main people that are always there.
Yeah.
And then they have rotating guests, comedian guests.
Oh wow.
And then they have like, and then to play the games they have like callers that they call in and they do the games with the callers.
Oh my God.
And I love that podcast.
That sounds super cool. My favorite podcast right now, I just discovered it last night. You guys don't know this, but I have terrible insomnia. Like, I'm one of those people where, like, I go to sleep at 8, but I wake up at, like, 12 or 1 a.m., and I'm up. And then I go back to sleep around 5, and then I wake up around 6 or 7 or something. And it's just something I've always, like, really had an issue with. And so something just told me, because I just was like, God, there's a freaking podcast for everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sleep. I just typed in, like, sleep. And I found this podcast called Sleep With Me. And they tell you this is so corny. They tell you bedtime stories so that you can go to sleep. And I promise you, I cut it on. I fast forwarded through, like, the intro part, which was boring. And then, like, once they finally, I mean, not the intro of the story, but whatever, the intro of the podcast. And when they finally got to the actual story, I was asleep so quick. And I slept the whole night. And that was super cool. That was great. The coolest thing that ever happened. So, yeah.
Okay, well, have a good rest of your week, everyone.
Let us know in the comments what type of questions or topics you may want us to...
Yeah, or any questions you have for us. Yeah. We're here to talk.
Bye, guys.
Bye.